Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run.
Hello Bengals fans, I am Matt Minnick and this is Coach Speak. Today I just want to talk a little bit about expectations for the rookies. Not just, you know, long term, but more so what to look for out of them this year. What the possible fits are this year. So let's get into it and let's start off at the top with Miles Murphy. First round pick, defensive end, very talented guy. A lot of twitch, a little bit of bend out of this guy. Very good run stopper, as well as giving you a little bit of pass rush juice. So, look, he's going to need to develop as a pass rusher. I think he's a real, real good power rusher, who has that burst off the edge as well. But you know, he needs to get a little bit more refined in that. Half counter setup. I think the old Carl Lawson hump move would be a fantastic one for him to develop. But just getting a little bit more refined in that is going to be the key for him, and it's going to let him, you know, like they're doing right now at cornerback, and like they're probably going to be doing next year at cornerback, transitioning, moving on, getting younger and cheaper, and probably faster too, at those positions year in, year out. For him to do that, like, he really needs to develop as a pass rusher. So I think he's going to take a lot of early down reps from the starters there, from Harper and Henderson, in order to, you know, really save them for the passing downs. But he also needs to get those reps, you know, because it's about developing the pass rush move, sure. But it's also about getting those live reps, that full speed look at those things, so you can start to develop a feel, you know, for when it's time to go to those counters, for, you know, reading a set of an offensive tackle at full speed, you know, in-game action with everything going on. So he really needs those reps. So, now, it doesn't mean you're giving up anything. You know, he's still a guy you've got to account for. So let's not count him out in those situations. It could be something where you're using Hubbard more as an interior guy in those situations. Or, you know, obviously getting him off the field as well. But that's where I really look for him to contribute most, is really against the run. But they need to give him those pass rush looks, so he can really develop that skill and get to, you know, be a guy who can push that double digit number, hopefully, you know, in a year or two. So that's what I'm that's where I'm looking at with that. You know, got to get those reps to be able to develop there. We're going on to the second round to DJ Turner. Look, they're in a pretty good spot with corner right now. You got Cheeto coming back. You know, hopefully everything's good with that. I think Cam Taylor-Britt's moving along nicely. You're certainly not going to bench either one of those guys. And, you know, what does that mean for DJ Turner? Well, he is a slightly smaller guy, so people project him to the to the slot. That's kind of what we tend to do sometimes. He is not a slot. You know, I think he can do some of that stuff, but that's not where he belongs. And also, he's not going to beat Mike Hilton out for that. Now, what I think he could do is potentially come in coverage situations for Mike Hilton. Or maybe they move Mike Hilton around. They can use him as a matchup type of guy situationally. Not unlike what they did with Trey Flowers, when they would go use Trey Flowers as the dime safety. And match him up on tight ends, not so much last year, but the year before quite a bit. you're not going to match up Turner on tight ends at his size, obviously. But when you get a smaller, probably, and, you know, quicker, faster type of slot, he might be a better matchup in man than Mike Hilton is. So I think that could be a really good move, really good way to look at it. All right, you look at the Super Bowl, the game plan the Rams had, and they scored a touchdown on Mike Hilton going to OBJ, right? They were trying to put OBJ in the slot. They thought they could take advantage of that matchup on the inside. You know, that's the situation. I would have loved to see, if OBJ doesn't get hurt, how Lou Anarumo would have adjusted to that, because he's a wizard, as we all know. But I think that is a possible answer to that situation is, hey, Hilton's having some problems because of the way they're attacking him. All right, let's get Juan Drago in there. And I think that could be something that takes care of it. All right, now I'm not saying that DJ Turner's going to come in as a rookie and lock down OBJ. I'm just saying it could be a better physical matchup in that type of situation. That moves us on to round three, Jordan Battle. So, look, in the offseason, they really went to more speed and at the safety position, and it looked like they were looking for, you know, guys who can really play the deep field zone. And I think they want those guys to be a little bit interchangeable, so they're less, you know, predictable. They can rock guys in various directions, as opposed to what they had last year, where, you know, you could tell they wanted to be versatile with those guys. But, you know, Jesse was going to be better in the deep field, and Bell was going to be better in the box. I think with Nick Scott and Dex Hill, you're a little bit more even with that. Dex Hill has the added dimension of being able to be more of a slot type defender as well. All right, so about those Michigan guys. You know, essentially that's what you had. Jordan Battle gives you that physical presence. You know, he also gives you a really, really smart player from all accounts. You know, and this is like coming from Nick Saban about how brilliant he is too. Somebody that really interviewed well. So, you know, he gives you that added dimension. Maybe he's a guy kind of the opposite that comes in more run type situations. Maybe he's a guy that comes in to give you a little bit more speed, you know, for a linebacker in those types of situations. So I think that he can really, you know, find a role, find a niche for himself. Probably not a ton this year. You know, just like we're not going to see it. I don't think we're going to see a ton of DJ Turner either, right? You know, I mentioned that as a possibility. But for the most part, DJ Turner is going to be the backup outside corner. You know, for the most part, I think Jordan Battle will probably find a role as the season goes along. But it's probably not going to be a huge role, at least right now in year one. All right. I think we'll see both of those guys in special teams. And another guy we're definitely going to see a lot of on special teams is Charlie Jones. You know, that's going to be really his role is as the primary returner. And, you know, maybe get in there. I could definitely see him being the fourth receiver. You know, he's projected as a slot and as the probable eventual replacement of Tyler Boyd in the slot. But I think he can play all around. So it kind of depends on his learning curve a little bit too. But I could definitely see him being a guy who gets some starts on the inside or the outside when some players get hurt during the course of the year. Mostly going to see him on special teams. I think we'll see, you know, some looks here and there. I would love to see a little bit of 10 personnel, a little more than we've seen in the past, just to change it up a little bit. But, you know, he's going to have to wait to start until, you know, something unfortunate happens. Which is going to happen, you know. T's a fast twitch guy. T's going to go off for a little bit. I say it every year. It's cool. And Zach will sit him, right? Because it's not the playoffs, right? Because it's week 8. You know, Zach will sit him if there's any question about things like that. So you don't lose T in the long run. So he gives you another exciting guy. He gives you another dimension there in that situation. So I think that's a pretty good pretty good situation for them to be in that position. Now, Chase Brown, the big thing for him is going to be how can he develop as a pass protector. I think we're going to see a decent amount of him as the year works along, but they've got to have a guy that can protect the passer. I could definitely see people being very aggravated by not seeing more of him early on. You know, seeing a lot of Joe Mixon and then like, hey, why is it Travion and not him? He's going to need to find a role in special teams as well, but he needs to show himself as a pass rusher, sorry, pass protector, so he can get on the field. That gets us, That was the fifth round. That gets into the sixth round. So, look, here on out, we're pretty much talking about special teams, all right? And so I'm going to go slightly out of order here, and I'm going to go to Brad Robbins. Brad Robbins is your starter, a punter. He's going to win that job out. I wholeheartedly believe that that's going to be the case from everything you're hearing and seeing out of those guys, not just from, you know, a punting standpoint, but from a holding standpoint. I think he's the guy. Now, Andre Josivas is a very talented guy. I don't think he's nearly as raw as we give him credit for. I think it's one of those things that people just get a little extreme with. Oh, this guy can't do anything. Well, you know, yeah, he's pretty raw. He's a little raw, I should say. But like he can definitely do some things. And I think he's a guy that's going to need to earn a role on special teams. He's got that athleticism. Sure, he can do it. Get out there. Get physical on special teams. That could be a really big part of his transition. You know, probably not going to see a ton of him on offense this year, but I think they need to figure out a way to keep him on the not necessarily the active rest, but they need to keep him on the 53 and protect him, because that athleticism and the fact that I think he's probably going to be a guy who's going to shine in the preseason, do some exciting things in the preseason. I don't know if you're keeping him safe from waivers. They couldn't keep Kendrick Pryor safe from waivers last year. As an undrafted free agent, you know, who did some nice things in the preseason. So let's make sure that guy's protected. Try to find him a role on special teams. That'd be the ideal. Get him out there, get him some game action, get him a chance to really adjust to the NFL game and the speed of the NFL game coming in from Princeton. And that finally gets us to DJ Ivy. I mean, you know, it's pretty deep at the corner position right now. You know, so it's really going to be special teams for him as well, where he's going to be able to stick around, maybe earn out a niche. You know, niche out a role, niche out a hitch. I don't know what I'm saying here. But to try and find a home for himself, keep himself around, that's going to be where he's got to do that. Because, like, yeah, he's not really going to get much of a push on that defense. You know, and he's competing with guys like Alan George for, you know, maybe a spot at the bottom of the roster there. Or, you know, definitely a candidate if he shows some things. To come back in the practice squad, guy, I would feel a little bit safer about waving, you know, than some of the other guys. So that's my thoughts. Those are my thoughts. That's my thoughts. That is my thought. I don't know. Coffee hasn't kicked in yet. But anyway, that's that. Everybody, have a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. Yeah, we coming for-